Since first emerging with a voice that felt almost otherworldly, Daniel Caesar has become one of the defining artists in modern R&B, blending soul, gospel, and raw, intimate songwriting into something deeply human. From Freudian to Never Enough, and now his latest album, Son of Spurgy, Caesar continues to push into new territory, reflective, vulnerable, and sonically rich. This is music that lingers, quietly devastating, beautifully arranged, and impossible to shake. Don't miss Daniel Caesar live at Canada Life Center with very special guest 070 Shake, Sunday, August 10th. Great tickets and VIP packages are now on sale through Ticketmaster.ca. Daniel Caesar, live in Winnipeg, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Think of your children pledging allegiance to the maple leaf. Mayonnaise on everything. Winter, 11 months of the year. Anne Murray, all day, every day.
CJUM FM 101.5, running on 100% Canadian volunteer power.
I got the I see that old Winnipeg sign, 'cause I know that I only got a few more blocks to go till I'm back at your house. Now I'm back in your arms. Oh, you got me singing all of the way home. Oh, well, my baby, she's waiting for me. I am singing all of the way home. Oh, I'm gonna let this song carry me. I'm singing all of the way home. Oh, well, my baby, she's waiting for me. I am singing all of the way home. Oh, I'm gonna let this song carry me all of the way home. All of the way home, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was Singing All the Way Home by the J.D. Edwards Band on 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment, your place for local music, and I'm your host, Lucy. So today we're going to be looking at artists who are going to be playing some of the festivals coming up this summer so that you guys have a chance to listen to them and figure out who you want to go see. Because there is a ton of musicians that are going to be coming through the province and the city this summer, so there's a ton that you can go and check out and just maybe get into a little bit more and support your community. So we're going to be going over a new festival called Way Out, which I have mentioned before. It's out in Seven Sisters. It's going to be its first year running. It also has camping, and there's going to be an amazing bunch of local musicians there, such as the J.D. Edwards Band. Same with the Love Letters, Banana Crisis, Jackson Kippelstein, Prairie, Solaire, and many, many more. So if you want to try out a new festival this summer and also get to see an amazing array of local musicians, that would be a really good opportunity. So the first couple of songs are going to be from that festival, and we're going to be just moving through couple others like Folk Fest, the Back 40, Forest Trout, Big Sun, and a couple other ones. Just the ones that are kind of coming up, I believe, in the next month and a half. So you can, once everybody's on spring break, go and have a good time with your friends, maybe your family, and enjoy some live music. Next, we're going to be listening to Valentine by the Love Letters, and then Strangers in the Yard by Banana Crisis. All of these are playing at the Way Out Festival in Seven Sisters. So if you're looking to try a new camping festival, this could be the one for you. So here is Valentine by the Love Letters on 101.5 UMFM. Thank you.
at me in the eye and lie, say it's alright when nothing's really changed. How could it have stayed the same? I guess the longer that you look, the more it leaves. Oh, Valentine, look at me in the eye and lie, say it's alright when nothing's really changed. How could it have stayed the same? We'll be right back.
was By Morning by Jackson Kippelstein on 101.5 UMFM. Prior to that, we were listening to Valentine by The Love Letters, then Strangers in the Yard by Banana Crisis, which are all artists who are going to be playing the Way Out Festival this summer. They are all fantastic, and also Way Out is a new festival happening in Seven Sisters, which is also has camping opportunities. It's, in my opinion, a bit of a replacement for Real Love. It has a very similar lineup, and it looks like a very similar concept to it, which, mind you, most festivals in Manitoba are set up like that. Next, we're going to be heading into the Folkfest songs. So Folkfest has most of their lineup put out. They have the main stages all covered. There's still things like the workshops and the young performers, which haven't been released yet, but probably will be by at least the end of this month. So it's worth checking out. There's a ton of great artists that are already playing. Like, we have Fontaine and Jacob Bravowski, who are going to be playing at Folkfest. Same with Amos the Kid, who we're going to be listening to next. And then the main stage has some really amazing international artists like Lucy Dacus. So if you haven't been to Folkfest yet, this would be a pretty good one to get your feet into the water a little bit. So next we're going to be listening to World Burn by Amos the Kid, who is going to be, of course, playing at Folkfest. Then we'll be listening to Good Buddy by Fontaine, and then The Night Baker by Jacob Bravowski, who's also playing in one of the other festivals, which we'll get to later in the show, with Dominique Adams as part of their duo group called Dom and Jacob. So here is World Burn by Amos the Kid on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. He'll never be insulted by toast. He can lie and watch the bread rise. He can lie and watch the bread rise. He can lie and watch the bread rise.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's listener funding drive, Pledgerama, is in the books. And once again, your support came through in a big way. The money raised this year goes right back into the station toward new projects, much-needed upgrades, and the programming you count on. Because of you, UMFM will keep sounding like UMFM for years to come. So once again, thank you for your generous support.
May 30th at the Park.
Seventh String releases their album, An Ocean Laced with Glass, alongside Paradise on Fire, releasing their second album, The World Outside.
They will be joined alongside Sleepless and Indigo to create the ultimate rock night.
If you're interested in tickets, because obviously, why wouldn't you be? They're on sale right now, $15 a pop. You can buy them online at the Park Theater's website or in person. Contact any one of the bands or someone in the bands. Buy your tickets, show up. Have a great night. Buy some merch. Please remember to bring pants. It's a great sign. You never know what's going to happen. You might have a good time.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment, your place for local music. And I'm your host, Lucy. So prior to the ad break, we were listening to Good Buddy by Fontaine, World Burnin' by Amos the Kid, and Nightbeggar by Jacob Bravowski. All three of them are going to be playing the Manitoba Folk Festival this summer, so keep your eye out for that if you're going. And if you haven't decided whether or not you're going to go to Folk Fest yet, you should really, really consider going, even if you haven't gone before. It is a great experience, and you get to immerse yourself in local music. They also have an amazing side stages that are workshops. So you get to hear from a bunch of different artists who all work together during the workshop and will each play some of their own songs. And it is a really cool thing to witness and just sort of see how artists work through their music and write it and what it means to them. And honestly, it's really, really cool. So next we're going to be starting off with another festival. So we're going to be listening to some artists who are going to be playing the Back 40 Festival. So we'll be listening to Water by Stellar, I'm Drunk Again by the Irvin Miller Band, who's playing a couple of festivals this summer, and then Double Denim by Cassidy Mann. So the Back 40 Festival is happening at the end of June. It's going to be the 26th and the 27th, and it is in Morden. So for those of you who haven't been to Morden before, I believe there's a dinosaur museum there. So if you're interested in music and interested in dinos, sounds like a perfect place for you to go. So there is a ton of great artists again, which I'm just obviously going to keep saying. So we have, other than the three that I've mentioned, there's also Field Guide playing, and we have a ton of Manitoba artists, some of which I haven't personally heard of before, so I'm going to have to check out. But it's free admission and it's live music. I don't know what else you could ask for, because that's pretty great. You get a bit of a road trip out of it, and then you get free live music. I'd say that is a win-win. So we're going to be starting off with Water by Stellar, and then I'm Drunk Again by the Irvin Miller Band, followed by Double Denim by Cassidy Mann. And then we'll be back to talk about another festival that is happening here in the city. So here is Water by Stellar on 101.5 UMFM.
I've known the bottle quite some time. When I don't got one, a glass by my side, I lost my smile along with my pride. So I just keep on walking that thin line, and I'm drunk again. How it's
Double Denim by Cassidy Mann on 101.5 UMFM. This is Manitoba in the Moment. So we're coming to the end of the show, at least a little bit closer to it. And we've been going through who's playing at some of the festivals coming up for the start of the summer, and where they are, why you should go see them, and just listening to some of the people that are going to be playing. So the last one was the Back 40 Festival, so that was Stellar, Urban Miller Band, and Cassidy Mann, who are going to be playing at the Back 40. Field Guide is also playing, and then there's a bunch of other musicians who I have not yet listened to, but I'm thinking that's probably going to be my afternoon. And it's free admission. It's out in Morden. So if you're looking for a little bit of a road trip with some free live music at the end of it, I'd say it's probably worth going. Next, we're going to be covering sort of festival and more so what Blue Note Park has put out for who's going to be playing there this summer. They haven't quite yet put out who is playing the Big Sun Festival that they have every summer, just who is going to be playing at the actual venue over the course of the nicer months. So we're going to be listening to some of those, and then we are also going to be listening to some artists who are going to be playing at the Trout Forest Festival, which is at the beginning of August, and they haven't also put out their lineup yet, because that is quite a few more months away, but from the Trout Music Festival, we're going to be listening to The Bros Landreth. We're going to be listening to Dominique Adams, because she and Jacob Bravowski are going to be playing as their duo group at the Trout Forest Festival as Dom and Jacob. And then we're going to be listening to Tommy Douglas Keenan, who was on the show a couple months back now. And he's going to be playing at the festival as well. And if you're wondering, how is the Blue Note Park artist relevant? Well, there's a lot of artists that I've already played who are going to be playing at the venue this summer, like Irvin Miller, J.D. Edwards Band, Show Pony, Roman Clark, and a whole bunch more. So if you are wanting to just stay in the city and be able to take the bus or bike to whatever show you want to do, there's a ton coming up. There's Village Music Festival, there's Big Sun, there is... Oh, shoot, it's leaving my brain. But there is a ton more that are just happening in the Osborne Village. There's so many that my brain can not hold them at the moment. So going forward with the Trap Music Festival, which is happening at the beginning of August on the 14th and the 15th, we're going to be listening to I'll Drive by the Bros Landreth and To Keep by Dominique Adams, who is playing with her other duo partner in the duo group, Jacob Rabowski, who we listened to earlier in the hour. And then we'll be back with one more song by Tommy Douglas Keenan. So here is I'll Drive by the Bros Landreth on 101.5 UMFM.
Away from me with no explanation while much inside of me. Not sure I agree with that. I've always felt so much uncertainty. But I wanna say what you see in me. Don't have to be what I've always been. I know if I keep myself, there's no need to worry.
To Keep by Dominique Adams on 101.5 UMFM. So we're at the end of the hour, and I've got one more song for you. But make sure that you go and check out some of the festivals that are coming up soon. The Back 40, the Way Out Festival, Folk Fest, and then, of course, any shows that are coming up. I know I didn't get to them today, and I regularly do give you what's happening this week, but I thought it would be a good change of pace to just tell you about festivals that are coming up. And then, of course, there is also Forest Trout, which we mentioned towards the end, and Big Sun. There's going to be the Village Music Fest, which happens in Osborne Village. There's Neighbor and Neighbor. There's just a ton coming up, like the Maryland Music Festival. The Burt Block Party is also coming up. So just try to get out there and listen to some live music from the local music community, because they are amazing and very lovely people. So to end out today, we're going to be listening to O Melody by Tommy Douglas Keenan. He was on the show a couple weeks back, so I'm not sure if it's still available to listen to, but if it is, you guys should definitely check it out. He just put out a new album called Returns to the Moon, and it's a pretty cool album. So here is one from that one, and it's called O Melody on 101.5 UMFM. We'll catch you next week.
Hold tight on me, hold tight on me. I'm looking for a reason not to go home. No bicycles and no subway system, just taxis and our feet. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Sean.
And I'm Gordy.
I'm not getting enough airtime.
What are you saying, Winnipeg, then?
Okay.
We're the Farrell Brothers.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM
in Winnipeg.
Our regular host couldn't be here, so here's a rebroadcast of one of their classic episodes for your listening enjoyment. Please note, you might hear some discussions and announcements that are slightly out of date. Thanks so much for listening to UMFM 101.5.